Good morning, and thank you for holding. Welcome to Mellnex Earnings Call concerning the results of the second quarter of 2024. I would like to point out that for those who need simultaneous translation, the tool is available on the platform. To use it, you have to click on the button Interpretation, the globe icon at the bottom of the screen, and choose your preferred language, Portuguese or English. For those who will listen to this teleconference in English, there is an option available to mute the original audio in Portuguese by clicking on the Mute Original Audio button. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and will be made available on the company's website, ri.mellnex.com.br, where the complete material concerning this earnings call will be available. During the company's presentation, all participants will have their microphones on mute. Following that, we will begin the questions and answers session. To ask questions, click on the icon Raise Hand or Q&A at the bottom of your screen and type in your question to join the queue. When you are called, a request to activate your microphone will show on the screen, and then you must activate your microphone to ask your question. We would like to clarify that any statements that might be made during this teleconference regarding Mellnex business prospects, as well as its operating and financial projections and goals, are based on the beliefs and assumptions held by the company's management and information currently available. Forward-looking considerations are not a guarantee of performance and involve risk, uncertainties, and assumptions, since they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not happen. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect Mellnex's future outcomes and may lead to results that materially differ from those expressed in these future considerations. Here with us today are the chief executives of the company, Mr. Leandro Mellnex, CEO, Mr. Juliano Mellnex, CFO and Investor Relations Director, and Mr. Joelson Boeira, Administrative and Investor Relations Director. I will now give the floor to Mr. Juliano Mellnex. Good morning. It's a pleasure to have you here for Mellnex earnings call concerning the second quarter of 2024. As you already know, due to the floods that hit our state in last May, we had a very atypical quarter, which severely impacted the results of our operation. In the first moment, we focused all our efforts on humanitarian aid, especially in rescue operations, and in opening with partners two shelters for people displaced by the floods. Later, we guided our efforts towards a cleaning campaign and resumed our operations by reopening our sales stands and construction sites. We also provided assistance to dozens of employees that were affected by the floods, and many of them actually volunteered to participate in our aid efforts. I would like to use the opportunity to express my gratitude for the donors, partners, and employees who joined us in this very difficult moment of our state, as we'll see further ahead in our presentation, and with some data acquired after the closing of the quarter, our construction work is at full steam and very close to 100% of our capacity. We are back to launching again and with good commercial performance, which makes us more optimistic to face the second half of the year. In slide three, we point out that according to best practices of governance and transparency, we tried to impact in this quarter all the direct and indirect effects that we could map out resulting from the floods of May, such as direct and indirect costs on the construction work. We had the three projects directly affected with potential delay and the deliveries resulting in increase of costs related to these delays. And also write-off of land bank that were impacted and will no longer be developed. Let us now move on to slide four with the highlights of the quarter. Sales for the second quarter of 2024 were affected by the floods. Considering the number of days in which the sales stands were closed, and afterwards, the focus of the city on reestablishing normalcy. In the graph on the top left corner, we can see this 61 million reais from net sales, all of which from remaining inventory, once the company did not launch any new projects in the quarter. It's worth noting that even with the negative impacts of the floods, Melnick's net sales in the first half year reached 433 million reais, a 4% increase when compared with the same period of last year. In the box next to it, I'd like to point out the inventory of the projects to be delivered this year corresponds to only 90%, because they are on average 91% sold, and we still have 6 months left to improve this performance. As we have already mentioned in these previous quarters, we have been able to deliver our projects almost completely sold. In the box on the top right-hand corner of the slide, you can see there were no launches in the quarter due to the floods. However, at the conclusion of the first half year, we have had an increase of 43% of launches when compared to the first half of last year, already reaching 617 million reais of net launches. The box on the bottom left-hand corner of the slide shows our operating cash in the quarter, the amount of 60 million reais and 112 million reais in the first half, 307% higher than the 28 million in the same period of last year. In the next box, we can see the company's financial robustness, with a cash position of 506 million reais and 185 million of net cash. In the last box, we highlight the 41 million reais paid out in dividends in the second quarter, keeping up the company's policy of being a recurring payer of dividends. Moving on to the next slide, where we will exceptionally show you some subsequent data after the closing of the quarter, but that brings relevant information for the moment the company is going through after the floods. In July, we already launched three new projects with a PSV of 189 million reais, Melnick's share, which on average reached an SOS above 40%, proving that even in July, which is seasonally slower to the school vacation, the market's absorption was very good. With these launches, we have already reached more than 800 million reais in launched PSV this year, Melnick's share, which is more than the PSV launched in last year. In addition, in July, we passed 100 million reais in sales, Melnick's share, as a result of the good performance of our launches and also the sales of finished units and remaining inventory. Lastly, our construction work is at a pace that's very close to the one before the floods and very close to our normal levels. The next slide, number six, we show you the three launches in July, highlighting the great performance of Gol Moinhos, with most of its units already sold, and the opening of third phase of Grand Park Moinhos, which, besides the sales of the third tower, boosted sales of more than 10 units of previous phases. It demonstrates the success of this project in Canoas. Now, we move on to slide seven, where we break down the launches of the company. We can see, as mentioned in the highlights, that there were no launches in this quarter, and the total launches in the first half amounted to 617 million, Melnick's share. Note that our participation in the total launched PSV reached 91% of the 634 million reais of gross launched PSV. Demonstrate we always try to maintain a relevant participation in gross PSV launched by the company. The graph on the right-hand side shows the increase of 43% in launched PSV, Melnick's share, compared with the first half of previous year, growing from 432 million to 617 million reais. In slide eight, we see the company's net sales. The graph on the left-hand side, we can see the average SOS was 5%, Since there were no launches in the period, SOS of remaining inventory is the same 5% of total SOS. You can see in the graph that sales in the second quarter amounted to 61 million reais, which were impacted by the lack of launches and the closing of sales stands due to the floods. I want to point out that from the second quarter of 2023, the company had been on an ascending sales trajectory, which was interrupted by the climate catastrophe. With the good performance of July sales, we hope to recover the good levels of sales pre-flood. The pie chart on the top right-hand corner of the slide shows a breakdown of sales by business unit. As you can see, virtually all the sales came from our developer unit. Finally, the bar graph on the bottom right-hand corner. When you look at the projects that will be delivered this year, 91% of units have already been sold, and we still have the remainder of the year to sell the 9% left. Equally important is that deliveries of 2025 are also selling very well, with only 17% of inventory left. In next slide, number nine, we present the company's new distribution of deliveries, whose deadlines were impacted, as we mentioned in the highlights, from 1 to 6 months, depending on the project, because of the floods. Considering that before the floods, there would have been a concentration of deliveries in this year, but now deliveries will be more distributed along 2024, 2025, and 2026, and will be close to 700 million reais per year, with a peak for 2027 of almost 1 billion reais of PSV. In the next box, you can see the company's almost 4,400 units under construction, spread over 24 active construction sites, totaling almost 700,000 square meters. Moving on to slide 10, we present the 7 deliveries expected for this year, which are 91% sold. I would like to highlight Hillside and Zen, which are scheduled to be delivered in the third quarter of this year, and both are selling very well. In slide 11, we break down the company's inventories by year of conclusion. Graph on the left-hand side shows we have currently 1.2 billion worth of inventory, and only 68 million corresponds to products to be delivered this year. The graph on the top right-hand corner, we break down the composition of our finished inventory of 270 million reais, 14 million of which are in the Urbanizador unit, 84 million are residential units, 144 million are leased. And of the leased liquid inventory, the commercial units amounting to 173 million, 76 million are leased or are hotel units. It's worth noting our reversible lease policy, by which our tenants have the opportunity of acquiring their units by using partially or totally their rents as down payment. We've been able to convert around one-third of these leases into sales. Finally, in the graph on the bottom of the screen, we see the duration of our inventory is currently at 17 months. Slide number 12, we discuss the company's land bank. Due to the climate events, we performed an extensive evaluation of our land bank, and we canceled 5 lots or phases, representing 438 million reais of PSV. And after this reduction, our current land bank is 2.7 billion reais approximately, Melnick share. 26% of it were purchased in cash. As of now, around 35% of this land bank is approved, enabling us to launch the best project in the market at the right moment, and not just the next one to be approved. In the pie chart on the right-hand side, we break down our land bank by market segment, and around 55% are in the middle and upper income segments. In slide 13, we present the company's financial indicators. You can see in the graph on the top left-hand corner that net revenue of the quarter was 141 million, 42% decrease when compared with the second quarter of 2023. And that's because of the floods. In the first half, net revenue was 386 million, 29% less than in the first half of last year. The graph on the right-hand side shows the gross profit in the quarter, 6 million, with a gross margin excluding financing to production of 8.6%. In the first half, gross profit was 60 million reais against 102 million in the same period of the previous year. Gross margin was 19.2%, a slight decrease when compared with the first half of last year. On the bottom of this slide, you can see the loss amounting to 29 million reais in the quarter and the net margin before minorities interest of -16.9%. The net income in the first half of the year was 2 million. It's important to say that due to the POC methodology, a significant part of the negative result in the period is a result of stoppage in the construction work. This result's not lost. Instead, it is transferred to future quarters until the conclusion of the projects. We are now in slide 14, where we can see our capital structure on the left-hand side. We ended the quarter with a net cash position of 185 million reais, which corresponds to a gross debt of 321 million, mostly concentrated on financing the construction of ongoing projects, and a total cash position of 506 million reais. Currently, our shareholders' equity is approximately 1.17 billion reais. And our capital structure represents a net cash to equity ratio of 15.9%. I would like to point out we are a company without corporate debt. Finally, you can see on the chart on the right-hand side, we generated 60.4 million reais in operating cash. Let me highlight, in the last 12 months, operating cash generation was 136 million, and we paid out 41.4 million in dividends in the quarter and 132 million reais in the last 12 months. In the last slide, 15, it shows our track record of dividend payout. From our partnership with Even in 2008 until our IPO in 2020, our payout average was 90%. Since the IPO, we have already paid out around 21% of the company's shareholders' equity for a payout of almost 100%. I would like to reiterate our solidarity with the Gaúcho people and thank our employees for the tireless dedication to our actions of support to the people afflicted by this tragedy. Also, our strong belief in the recovery of our state. I will now give the floor to Leandro, our company CEO, for his final remarks. Thank you very much. Good morning. We are reporting the company's results for the second quarter, which coincides with one of the worst quarters in Rio Grande do Sul's history due to the catastrophe caused by the floods. Nowadays, we can have a better understanding of the extension of the damage. We have decided to study the issue in depth to assess in this quarter all the direct and indirect costs and the forecasts concerning the effects of the flood on our projects in the long term. Fortunately, the direct material impact to our construction sites was objectively low, but we had a significant impact in this quarter for several reasons. Some of them are the stoppage of the construction work, which affects our receivables schedule, the partial but significant interruption in our sales operation, and the expected indirect effects due to the postponement of the construction work, incurring costs, indirect costs, as well as other expenses. We're also bringing an unusual piece of information in our statement of income that's very important. The month of July, subsequent to the reported period, when we saw a surprising positive reaction that was significant in the recovery of Rio Grande do Sul's economy and consequently our sales figures. We had launches with very good selling performance. Our sales of inventory were also very positive due to the circumstances, following other factors such as the progression of our receivables, the organizational environment itself, the performance of our subcontractors, and analysis of the production chain. We observed already in July a significant recovery of our activities, and we understand in the third quarter we will have a result that is close to the ones we were having before the floods, and probably in the fourth quarter it will return to normal. When we analyze the first half of 2024, we observed that our figures were superior to the previous year, the first half of the previous year. This shows what we had already noticed and reported, a recovery of the figures of Rio Grande do Sul's economy, as well as Melnick's, beginning in the fourth quarter of 2023, materializing more consistently in the first quarter of 2024. We understand the second half we'll see a return of these figures, and we will end the year in a similar situation as the one we had at the beginning. The current scenario is one of more tranquility, albeit one of a lot of work and expectations. The commitment of the Gaúcho society and the Brazilian society that we have seen since the floods will materialize as the recovery of our economy, and that life in our state will go back to normal. It already is, and therefore our company's figures will also go back to the ones that we had planned before the floods. Thank you very much. We will now begin our Q&A session. Remember that to ask questions, you must click on the raise hand or Q&A icons at the bottom of your screen and type in your question to join the queue. When you are called, a request to activate your microphone will show on the screen, and then you must activate your microphone to ask your question. Let us now proceed to our first question. It comes from Juan Argentor from XP Investimentos. We will now open your microphone so you can ask your question. You may proceed. Good morning, Leandro, Juliano, Joelson. Thank you for this opportunity. I have two topics that I would like to touch on. The first one is a little bit more of the prospects you have shown in July, especially the launch SOS. It was above 40%. It called my attention. And I would like you to comment on the effort, the selling effort after the floods. What kind of product has been drawing more attention? If you could talk about the segments, something like that, it would be interesting if you could. And the second point I'd like to mention is the impact on future results. You showed in the quarter that you made a reassessment of land bank and some extra costs due to the delay of deliveries. But looking forward, what do you think? Do you think it will kind of be concentrated in this quarter, in this half year, or you'll see in future quarters if that will have some effects on these extra costs? Hello. Good morning, Juan. Thank you for your question. Let me begin by the prospects concerning our launches. We had the launches in this quarter. They were projects that were on purpose of low PSV, and the numbers were different. In Canoas, in a high-end region in Porto Alegre, we had more compact units, and another region in which we do not have a lot of launches here in Porto Alegre, where the real estate pressure is more relevant. It's important that we had good performance. It surprised us. And these are projects from different segments. So this amplify our prospects, our expectations concerning the economy. And we have been paying a lot of attention to these launches, and we know that the purchase of an apartment is directly related to the confidence of the buyer. And this becoming true, it shows a great boost in our sales after the climate events, after the floods we had. It was a very significant impact. So it was we had high expectations and of all the people in the state, the how we would see this recovery. So a recovery in the economy, and of course, as I said, it's related to the confidence of the consumer. So this was a positive reading, and we still see these numbers as the sum of the recovery of the sales of inventory that obviously is not at the same level yet as the first quarter before the flood, but the sales of inventory is also a good point. Regarding the effect, the impact, we have done a study, a very in-depth study, as far as it was possible, and try to concentrate the impacts in this quarter. We commented that we made a projection of the effects that may have happened not in this quarter, but in future quarters, but we already tried to impact it in these results. So we have our expectation is to have taken into consideration all the possible impacts in this quarter. Thank you very much. Thank you for your question. Our next question comes from Elvis Credendio from BTG. We'll now open your microphone for you to ask your question. Please, you may proceed. Good morning, Leandro, Juliano. Our questions here are, first, if you can go into more detail, what led the company to cancel the purchase of this land, and how these cancellations will impact your pipeline of launches that were expected. So the pipeline for 2024 and 2025, what the effect will be. And second question is concerning costs, understanding the local supply chain, if there is some point of attention, some disruption in the local supply chain, or some specific item that may be under pressure from high costs. Elvis, good morning. Thank you for your question. They're important. Regarding the land bank, what did we do? So our land bank is mostly swap. So we have the development of this lot. So we saw that some lots, the probability of launch will not happen in the short and mid terms because of an analysis, a market analysis after the floods. So connecting to my previous response, so we'll try to project future impacts and try to recognize the loss of sales of the invested amounts and try to include this in the development of these projects. So that's how our analysis happened. So if some of these projects go back to being launched in a future opportunity, the owner of the land will be able to see to reuse or take advantage of part of these projects. But this makes the impact of these cancellations to be lesser. So the objective cost of the land itself. Regarding the pipeline, the launch pipeline, it will not have a bigger impact. Melnick has a very significant land bank, and the number of launches that we have, it also comes from this strategy of swapping most of the land. And this complement to after the IPO, an increase in purchase in cash. But we have this condition of we are in condition to move faster, and the company can react quickly when we have some changes in the market, whether it microeconomics or local, as it happened now. We can move our land bank more quickly because we have a land bank that's relevant in relation to our launch pipeline. Concerning the other question, the production chain, it's more difficult to understand. At a first moment, we had some impact because, as you know, we are an industry that's part of a very ample chain. So we are labor intensive, and part of relevant, a significant part of this labor was highly impacted by the flood, as well as the logistics, which affects our construction sites. So we see a recovery nowadays, a positive recovery. We were surprised. And this restructuring is due to efforts from all the production chain, which comes from other regions, not only Rio Grande do Sul, and they supported moving the supplies around the state. And the impact that we see in the midterm, and each project has its particularity. We see this as 90 days. And we understand that this dimension will be enough. So we had a significant impact in the moment the flood happened and subsequent weeks. But now the situation is not completely regularized, and the values are not absolutely regular, but we are very close to being back to normal. So we understand that the impact in the deadlines, in the periods of construction that we were given by the companies and have been impacted, it's already enough to take care of the rest of the construction work and the conclusion of the work. Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you for your question. We remind you that to ask questions, you must click on the Q&A icon or the raise hand icon at the bottom of your screen and type in your question to join the queue. When you are called, a request to activate your microphone will show on the screen, and then you must activate your microphone to ask your question. We have a question by text from Mr. Adriano Valente. His question is, good morning, I'm a shareholder. I would like to know if the impact of the floods in Rio Grande do Sul, if the company is thinking about moving this operation to other states. Thank you for your question. It's interesting. Yeah, so Melnick has been analyzing other places in Rio Grande do Sul. We have never stopped analyzing these other regions, the closest regions to us, which is the state of Santa Catarina and Paraná. We even have a partnership of a launch in Curitiba, which is ongoing. And it has always been close to our strategy of looking at opportunities together with close attention to real estate developments outside of the geography we control, we master, and we know the complexity of this kind of operation. Therefore, we still have the same format of being close, of being visiting other states, other regions, and see if we that have some kind of relationship with Rio Grande do Sul, some close proximity, a distance we deem appropriate. But we haven't done this because of the flood. It's something we have been doing constantly, and we have always been attentive to these two states that I mentioned. Thank you, Adriana, for your question. We remind you that to ask questions, you must click on raise hand or Q&A icons at the bottom of your screen and type in your question to join the queue. When you are called, a request to activate your microphone will show on the screen. We have one more question by text that comes from Alcides Camargo. Ticker MELC3 participates of the Minha Casa Minha Vida governmental program. Thank you for your question. Yes, we have an operation, a small operation. We use the brand Open and connecting to what I said before. The regions outside of our state, we have been analyzing. We also have the same understanding. We see as possible an expansion of our operation in different segments and geography, but in a very carefully studied and cautious way. We have been acting in this segment for 2 or 3 years. We have a few launches, one in Canoas and one in Porto Alegre. We have recurring launches. We even have one launch scheduled for next half year, which is already being sold. The brand is Open, and we have been going through a learning curve in a gradual and slow way, so we can be prepared for this opportunity. If it comes in a more intense way, we have some questions of internal capacity to take advantage of this opportunity. At the moment, we are acting on operating the segment through the brand Open. Thank you, Alcides, for your question. We remind you that to ask questions, you must click on raise hand or Q&A icons at the bottom of your screen and type in your question to join the queue. We have another question by text. The question comes from Mr. Carlos Felipe Rocha. He congratulates you for your efforts in Rio Grande do Sul during the floods. And his question is, what's the evolution of average price per square meter in Porto Alegre after the floods? What are the prospects for medium and long term against other capitals? Good morning, Juliano here. Concerning your first question, our average price, I think things are normal. We have been selling. We have some projects even with a gain in price before the floods, but these are local issues. So these some finished projects that wanted to move to other residents, but I would say that this is stabilizing. It's good, because we do not have any projects that in neighborhoods that were severely affected. I imagine in these neighborhoods, the price probably has been affected more significantly, but our projects are in higher parts of the city and they are normal. Concerning other capitals, I would say the price per square meter in Porto Alegre is under a little more pressure than in other capital cities, and that have been recomposing or compound the prices. So Porto Alegre has this depression in price compared to other capital cities, but we have room for a recovery in the prices that will happen over time. Each city has its own regulations and dynamic. So this changes from capital city to capital city, but on a wider time window, most of them go back to the normal price. So nowadays, Porto Alegre is a little undervalued, so we have some room to improve prices here. Thank you for your question. I would like to inform you that the Q&A session is closed, and Melnick's earnings call concerning the results of the second quarter 2024 is concluded. Investor Relations Department is at your disposal to answer any further questions you may have. Thank you all for attending this call and wish you a good day.